good evening. I'm not really up to just giving you techniques, a simple technique. I'll take it up perhaps later on, but what I mean by the technique, in case you are listening for the first time, is a way you can overcome just every problem in 7 minutes. Although you may need to use the 7 minutes more than once, it will give you a surprising therapeutic effect on every part of your anatomy, mind, body, and soul. And so it's taken me many years, and when I came on, I'm going to repeat some of this after the break because there's only 5 minutes here. But when I appeared on the stage, I suppose that's the word I'm looking for, in California, Los Angeles, I came as a tremendous surprise and shock to the media. And the media was up in arms. And every liberal that ever lived, that's what it seemed like, were looking for my blood. And I went on to the different radio stations and going to the various TV stations and having my debates and discussions, and I always won it. And it was very scary. And so it took a while. But this was 1960. I had just left my work in understanding the human psyche and why it's so difficult to fix once it's fixed in a negative sense. And so I didn't realize, I had basically before that a very stout business in doing that. And there's a lot of story behind that too, with American Medical Association, which, well, I won't tell you the whole story, but let me just run forward. I had a lot of problems with them, and I got to go to jail for practicing medicine without a license. Hypnosis is not practicing medicine without a license. Otherwise, every advertiser, all the advertising agencies should go to jail, see, because that's what they use. Hypnotic propaganda, games with your mind that will make you buy something you don't freaking need, excuse the expression. And so what I'm going to lead up to is something I wanted to tell you before, but now you're in danger. See, I was, me and my son basically, were wanting to put together where they could. And that's a long story, but you might want to find interest in it. We wanted to start a radio station or network, and we did. And it was the second biggest network in the whole country. And the reason behind it, when it went down, worth $80 million from almost nothing, and was so successful, it's frightened people like George Soros and others on the left. So to cut a long story short, they became a monopoly. Just put it nice and simple. The monopoly was created from the fact that we create our own rep firm, but promise not to do talk shows, but just bring revenue in us for advertising. But they didn't keep that. It became a monopoly. And the long story is, they stopped paying us and collapsed TRN. There's 500 stations, 400 stations left, but with very little income, except for me. There's some coming in, and I do help to pay the bills because it's to the foundation's advantage. And the advantage is here in this program. So I'm being logged on by what's left of TRN, the machinery. And it's very interesting. It still has 400 stations listening to what we have left. But that's not good enough. The purpose was for propaganda, to counter propaganda to what was happening, we saw was happening, you know, God knows how many years before is what's happening now. The whole idea is to counteract the lies of the mainstream media. But we didn't suspect that much. We weren't that smart. We were in competition with them, and we were winning, and we were Americans fighting for your liberty, and they took liberties. And I want you to understand that now. So we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I gave a précis of what I want to talk about this evening, and hope to put this on the media, if I can explain it. The details, the sordid details of what happened to Talk Radio Network. Talk Radio Network became the second biggest network in the country. I want to tell you a little story about this, if you don't mind, because you need to understand just roughly how things happen. See, because my purpose for wanting to be on radio, which I was, and just buying time, which I did, I couldn't reach the whole country. It was necessary to prevent a disaster such as is about to happen to you in the next few months. This country could become civil war. You've only got 2 or 3 months left. But if Talk Radio Network was functioning for what it was supposed to be, it wasn't for money. So I'm just going to tell you how we got there, but just while, let's say we're just past that, where we fell apart, and we're demoralized, so to speak. What do they call it? A monopoly. It's called Cumulus. Stopped paying us. They are the people that my son put in place to sell ads. But not just only for money, to help this station become big and prosperous, which it did. And they made a promise that they wouldn't. They signed a promise that they would not start radio programs themselves, just be rep firms selling commercials, which they did. And it became an $80 million process with about 800 stations. That's what we needed. We needed... And I was sort of part of it in the beginning, yes, I was. And just a little part of it later because IRS forbids it. And so, but here we're saying is that the purpose of it wasn't for money, although we need the money to make it big. And the talk radio had 100 people working for it. We got 3 now, 4. Okay. But this was a danger. We knew that Israel needed some help in propaganda. You don't get the proper news. You don't get all the things you need is not on the venue of all the programs and all the talk show hosts. They're not talking about these things, and you're talking about them less. They're talking about them less now than they were before. You do not know what's about to happen to your country. But we knew. I won't tell you how I knew. Or I won't tell you how we knew. And the other we is a secret. But we knew that this was coming. We didn't expect it to get a second turn. That made it more difficult. But it was an essential propaganda machine, a counter-propaganda machine. That's what it was for. I'm not interested in money for its own sake. It has to be able to do some good. And there wasn't a network that could. I started radio when there was no networks. This format that you're listening to, the format of talk radio, is mine. I'm the oldest living person still doing the same kind of programming that everybody's picked up on and, you know, made it a little bit better, I think, in some ways. So I want you to know that it took time, 10, 12 years, to do this, knowing that horror is coming and you need to hear it. That's all it was all about. Do you need any more than that? Because there's a huge story. There's a huge story because Israelis didn't get much measure. Even today, you see what's happened. Listen to me today. I'm speaking and I've jumped right forward today. Iran has become legitimized. It's right to this point. And what was the purpose of legitimizing Obama? You fools. You elected him the first time, and you see what he was. And the second time, you said, well, we give him another chance. It's crazy. But the reason for this is, it wouldn't have succeeded if we were still in power. This network enabled George Bush to get into power instead of the other scumbag. Well, George Bush is not a scumbag, but the other one is. I don't remember his name. Isn't it ridiculous? His name is not rememberable. He thinks the world is getting too hot. We'll talk about that some other day. It's insane. It's all a way of draining all the means of draining your money away and wasting it on other things so we can't grow properly. There's a whole lot to be said for that. And so I want you to know. And if you want some questions, if you want to call me about some questions, I want you to know that Israel needs. We knew that there'll come a time that Israel will need counter-propaganda. That's it. We just knew it. Well, one of us did, at least. And I was in with it. I wanted to bring understanding to the Americans so that marriages stay together and people learn how to overcome their sickness, some mental, emotional, physical diseases, their family problems, to keep the family together. That was all done, but it was looked in the beginning. It had to be a regular talk radio network, and I was in it and doing shows at night. Not that it did any good at that time, because the characters we hired became the eight biggest, you know, talk show hosts in the country. You think of the best ones that you ever listened to. And that's what talk radio started. And so then Cumulus became a monopoly. And a huge amount of money was put behind it. And then they started doing radio themselves. And then they decided to collapse us by not paying us. Bang. That's the only reason. And the reason was to shut us up, which he did very well, to shut us up so we could not bring you the real truth that Obama was hiding. And we can't do it now because we don't have enough. And we can't be that political right now. But I can say a few things, support my program, and we can grow again. And we're still holding on to 400 stations, but we only got three people working, or four people. We had 100. So they lost 100 employees. Very beautiful, wonderful employees. All having the same feeling about loving America. As I did. As my son Mark did. He did it. And we got information. and I started magazines, and we did everything. I put all that money to overcoming abortion. And right now, I can tell you for sure, 10,000 people we know for sure are walking the streets that wouldn't have been allowed to live. There's a whole history behind this. I can't tell it. I can't tell it right now. But Israel now needs a help. It needs some propaganda. But it is not here because the liberals have taken over, basically. Even Rush Limbaugh has been cut in half. He was sort of crippled by his own liberal business person. He had I forget the name of the network he works for, but now he's quadrined. But when you quadrine someone, I can't find the word for it. But you keep a person from being able to go on the air, and so he only has half the audience, and half the audience is also half of the voters. The whole idea is a conspiracy. And we're going to lose it because all you got right now is sickness and disease, and you got all kinds of entertainment and filth. But you don't have any. You don't really understand what's really going on behind the scenes. So let me give you a clue. Israel's alone, all by itself, there's only 7 million people, and there's more people living in Manhattan than that. That's the whole place, and it's the third biggest army in the world, believe it or not. Everybody is a citizen, is an army, is a soldier, so to speak. But it's all by itself, and it's been threatened. They want to kill all Jews. And pretty soon, you know, it's strange how it's easy to turn people to hate others. So easy. Right now, if I can just jump in for a second, I told you about hypnotic states. If you make a person angry, you can make them do what you want. So if you can make black people angry, you can make them rebel. Now some people, some black Americans are much more wise than that, and they are prosperous. But the others in the inner cities are not so prosperous and not so fortunate as to be outside it, as the sensible ones have escaped. But all he has to do is give them something to be angry about. And as a cowardly group, as being subject to the person who's made them angry, they will take their frustrations, their anger out on something, but it always has to be smaller than them. You never see an evil dealing with something bigger than them. It's always something smaller than them. And so now your choices through propaganda and all the things you needed to know about the school systems, which I try to cry about. I cried about it because it's killing children's souls. It's robbing them of their spirit. So, I've seen all this happening, and we didn't have enough power. I couldn't do a whole lot at the beginning because it's 12 years into the future we're looking at. So, almost 12 years into the future, and we've got 1 year left. So talk radio is, well, it's not the same. It doesn't have it. And Israel needs to be able to express itself to you and make you see how you're being deceived. Now, here's the thing. You have elected a president who's part communist and part communist and part Muslim. Next Wednesday, he's going to go to pray in a mosque. And then he says that America is not a Christian nation. And you don't say anything, you do nothing. If he was a white man, he would have been thrown out of office a long time ago. You really need to throw him out right now. But if you go to I'll ask you to go to the what's the name of the place where you have all beautiful shops? David, help me with this because I'm not used to that. I just want to know, what's those big places where you have lots of shops? Lots of, what do you call it? Yeah, the mall. That's what I was looking for. So if you go to the mall and just watch people, You're gonna say, ask yourself, how are these people gonna be able to stand up and fight when the time comes? Yeah. And you go to the big stores that sell, you know, and you see, you know, the biggest stores in the country, you'll find people, and you look at the people walking right by. They're sort of ghosts. Fat, weak ghosts. We're right. All right. So, let me tell you about Israel. Israel needs a machine like ours. That it would have been worth $2 billion before they collapsed it. It would have been huge. It would have beaten the mainstream media and be believable. And now we sued them and we won. And then they did it again. They betrayed us again. And so it's too late to mess with them because all hell's going to break loose in 2-3 months. Please understand, I have reason to know what they can't tell you. No, not what we could tell you, but I am just one person. It's too much for me. There are people that can talk. See, there are people in our ranks that are able to get information that we would dare to share and would frighten the left. The left wing is very dangerous. They are basically communists, Marxists. Now, we have an election coming up, and my brain is not working very good tonight. But who's the winner now? Who's in the forefront now, David? David, I'm talking to you. I don't mind the caller. Answer me. Who's in the head? Who's winning right now in the race? No, who's Donald? Yes. And now, this is the plan. Ted Cruz is just ordinary person, in my opinion. I'm not going to tell you who to do. He's a brilliant mind. But what they're afraid of, that's what I'm telling you about. What they're really afraid of is Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying who you should vote for. I'm saying that's what they're really afraid of. And even the Republican Party are sort of compromised with this. See, so, but the reason why Donald Trump will do it is very evident to the callers. But there's a lot of people in this country. If you look at murder, the execution of presidents, they're all liberals. And if you look very carefully, you'll see that they're ordinary people. Sirhan Sirhan, I can remember that one, because he never killed. I don't have to write down things down. He killed Kennedy. That's right. He didn't kill Kennedy. He was programmed. You can do that. Listen, Russia has the interest here. See, Russia has an interest, and Russia could easily take a hitman and execute or kill the next president, especially if he's, you know, the man I spoke for just now, Donald Trump. That is the biggest threat of all. And then get on a plane and go back, and you wouldn't be able to catch him. But the other way, the liberals do it. The liberals are murderers. And the liberals, which are advanced into psychotics or in their mentality, or they have become let me see, they would have become Russian Marxists. They would become Marxists. And Marxists know how to program a mind that's weak, it's easy to manipulate, and weave a story into him or her and get him to shoot the president. So you never really catch the people that do it. And they weave into his mind a strange story that he believes is true. So if I was to hypnotize you and say to you, listen carefully, I can do it. I know it's done. I'm an expert on the subject, but I'm an expert in explaining it so you understand the danger in. Okay? So if I said to you, it's easy to put you in a trance, I could do it without you knowing it. But let me say I put you in a trance and I make a show thing out of it. That's what you'd like to make a show. You're not going to do it. You know, just do it for the sake of doing it. It doesn't do any good. You have some kind of demonstration. But let's say I took a person and said, you were in Miami last week, and you went to this theater, and that theater, and then you went to this hotel, and then when you walk on the beach, see, and so wake up. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Where have you been lately? I missed you last week. Oh, he tells the same story. He actually thinks it's true. And then if you try to convince him otherwise, you cannot. You'll actually argue with him. And if you give him the truth, okay, let's phone up. No, I was there. There's some mistake. I'm telling you, you're dealing with some dangerous people on the left. Bloody bastards. And they know these things, but you don't understand them. That's why I want you to listen to me. Roy Masters didn't help build or be part of. Listen, at one point I was owning 80% of it, the foundation. But it grew so big that the IRS wouldn't let it happen. So they gave the foundation 20% and we had to sell it. You know, we sell it to the right person. That's all it was. And it blossomed and then collapsed the way I expressed. And so Israel is in need of help now. And it's in need of help in this sense. And I may not have the time to tell you. But Obama has made Iran kosher. You understand that? In other words, it's no longer a threat to anybody because everybody's doing business with it. And that puts Israel in a terrible pickle because their motives are still the same. They are going to take Israel out. Do you understand that? Now, Israel has friends now. This is the Saudis and Egypt and others, Emirates people. I don't get the right words here sometimes. I'm getting old. A United Arab, say it again. Yeah, United Arab Emirates. I got it right. Thank you, David. I appreciate that. I just need a little help because I'm not studied in it. I know about it. I'm not part of it. I'm doing my best I can helping you just to be able to deal with what horror is about to occur. So you legitimized, Obama legitimized and sanctified Iran. That puts Israel's plans to defend themselves because they don't intend to sit on their butt and do nothing. They're going to take care of Israel with the support of the allies that he's made allies.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
David, ladies and gentlemen, I've spent my half hour, and I'm going to hold back, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to repeat this instead of asking you for money, which we need. You need to send the Foundation of Human Understanding some money, because then I can encourage the purpose of the foundation by, to rebuild the network that I would not own. I would have a percentage of, the foundation would have a percentage of it. It's a big deal. Well, all we care about is to rebuild that. And so now there may be a lot of people listening because the person, let me talk about that in a minute. Yes. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Let me talk about it again. I'll do it now and talk about it again. So the people who brought it down, see, we sued them, and it didn't do any good. They didn't follow through with the agreement they made, and so we're still hanging back and not able to do what we want to do. And I forgot what I was going to say, but it'll come back to me in just a minute. I was just about to write it down, so my mortal brain is not sufficient to remember these things, and I do need a little help from my son and Mark, so David. Sorry, I got so many sons. I got four. Okay, so I just would like you, please, to understand that the foundation is not rich. It didn't have the stations as it had before, and so it's even more difficult for me but it's difficult to me to ask you for some money. I didn't need the money then so much, because I was able to, well, there's so many things that happened. I was able to survive, you know, with the stations they graciously provided for my part of their part. With my part of their part was to help you see what's going on and see, understand how you're all being programmed without knowing that you are. And for which reason they were able to get him elected for the first time, even though you could see what a scumbag he is. See? And I'm now going to be very talking about the danger is, it is not unreasonable to believe that liberals or socialists, whatever you want to call them, Marxists, would kill their own president and blame it on the Jews, or blame it on someone else who's a politico, who is the music's coming on.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I have not made notes of this. I just decided I'd start to speak on it, so I'm a little hesitant in some places where I may make some mistakes and miss certain things that are important. You may want to call me about is 800-866-8883. Now, the reason why we knew ahead, or some of us knew ahead, what the purpose of Talk Radio Network is. That was the purpose. To help Israel. And to, for my part, to get people to see what the left was doing. And I said to you, Talk Radio Network was responsible for George Bush to be elected. You wouldn't want the other one. That you'd have misery and suffering way before that time, this time. This time is dangerous. And I've been saying that the danger to us, one of the dangers is to us, is one to the murder of our Donald Trump. Let's assume it's Donald Trump, because he's more a threat to the left than the other guy is, in my opinion. But never mind, they're both qualified. And I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. The thing is, the danger is, who to blame, but assassination would have a very huge problem that will work in their favor. And so those two leading people need to watch out very, very carefully, because you have a president that has legalized, made kosher, so it now is recognized by our allies and respectable, as if it was acting as now as a respectable part of the world. And Israel knows that it's not the case. It's not the case. But the game that Obama is playing is to do that with his will. And Iran captured some very strong soldiers. What was the name? What was the kind of soldiers they were? They picked up 10 of them. But what ranks were they? They were powerful guys. Somebody call me and tell me what they represented. They were the cream of the crop. What is the cream of the crop in the military? Marines, SEALs. That's right. There it is. SEALs. And they should photograph them on that day. And on that day, 150 million billion dollars was handed over to them as tax. See, that's what they do. You do what they say, or you die, or you pay tax. And that's what it will play in the Arab streets. So now, Israel knows she's going to be attacked. And they're going to get all kinds of modern airplanes and anti-aircraft and ground protection. You know what I'm talking about. Russia's all behind this. Russia's all behind that. They may provide the killer and put him on the plane and send him back. And blame it on somebody else. And create chaos. You've got to be very, very careful, both of you out there, you front runners. Be very, very careful. But that's why Obama did that, to make that country look like a civilized country. And that puts an onus on Israel. She cannot attack. They know they're going to attack Israel. They're going to have more arms and ammunition and more power than they ever had before, and she stands alone with her friends, the Arab Emirates and Egypt and the Saudis. They've somehow got a strange kind of friendship, but it's working. And now this is coming towards a world war quickly. But if Israel attacks, she's be fighting America. Now you soldiers listening to me, if you want to see a horrible story, you would be directed to fight Israel, because Iran is now kosher. It's part of the world. It's made whole. Now do you see why we needed to have a network that could tell you what I'm saying to you? And look how broken I am. Look how I am broken up in little pieces, because this is not my kind of story. I get on my program and I help you, and with great fluidity and insights, if I may say so without being braggadocious, I will do help. But I can't get to enough people. We can't get to enough people. And that's the whole design of it. Your mainstream media and George Soros are likely, George Soros is likely to be behind this. And I want you to know that that monopoly that took it over became huge. It owns all the stations in the country, just about all of them, all the networks, everything. And it was $5 at that time. It was $5 a share. It went down to $0.09 a share because they don't know how to run it. It was only designed to bring down talk radio network. Don't you see? So Israel can't have a word. Because who's going to mess with Israel? Israel's only a little country. A lot of money you could make with Iran. It's all about money. But with me, it's not about money. So who's got some money out there? And make us whole again. Who's got some money? Because the foundation has got a little part of it, but I don't care about how much I own. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that it exists. And I'm the reason for why it exists. Why it exists. How did it exist? Okay, I'll tell you. So I'm in Los Angeles. And a man comes in one day. He says, there's a lottery going up at the lottery league. I think they call it a lottery. To get, you know, a site to have a radio station. It's an FM station. And he says, here, sign this piece of paper and you'll get it. I said, how much it cost? He says, well, it cost you about $1,000. No, it's going to cost me so much money, I don't have it. But he did it anyway. And before you know, he put my daughter on and my wife, as because they're women and the institutions are partial to the women, and so they should be to some degree. And all of a sudden, Roy Masters, and then that our family owns it. Now, it's the family. We owned it. We built it. And we built it to fight the fight that happened because everybody was calling me. Now the media were calling me a leader. What do you call it? Something leader, a cult leader. Yes, they've been calling me a cult leader for 50 years. It's all of, that's the power of radio. Being a media. So we need to be a media. And Israel needs a media that loves them. But look, what it is really happening. What was it said of the Bible that about the Jews, that salvation is from the Jews? So Jesus is still Jewish. He never became a Christian. Because he's still Jewish, and so was the apostles. And if it wasn't for Jesus and the spread of Christianity, even if it's in its rough forms and its cruel forms over the years, if it wasn't for Christians, Israel wouldn't exist, but neither would America exist. It's funny how things turn out. So you need to understand, this is a tremendous moment in the history of the world. We're going to have a huge world war where hardly anybody survives. So you people walking about in your, in those beautiful, what do you call them, places where the people go, because I haven't been to a mall for years, so I have to use the word. I don't even know. I haven't been to a mall for God knows 10 years, 15 years. So I forget the name. Nobody mentions it to me hardly ever. Every now and then it doesn't mean anything. A mall. If you look at people in a mall, if you look at people anywhere, you'll see, you won't see the same thing as you would see, you know, 60, 70 years ago, when 60 years ago, 65 years ago, 70 years ago, when I was here. A brand new person. Straight from the military. From South Africa first and then the military. And I see the condition they're in. I can see how spoiled they are. How imperfect they are to stand up to what is about to happen. And we're going on in this country like nothing's happening. It's just the economy, silly. It's worse than that. You are just about to enter a civil war. Just angry at make the angry black Americans angry enough, having deprived them of everything they see we getting, which we earn it, for which reason they exist on our money. But not all the blacks are black Americans, because you can't help being in the plantation of the inner cities and back to the plantation run by Democrats. It's always Democrats. There's no Republican in the inner cities championing their disorder. You see how I say that, disorder. And so, please, this program meets black American tomorrow. I do hope you understand what I love you, all of you there. I can see where you can't see. I do hope you wake up. Ladies and gentlemen, when they took the network over, it was $5 a share. It's right down, it went down to 9 cents a share, it's back up to 20 cents. But it's falling apart. You're not going to get much money out of it when we have to sue it again, and there isn't any time. So please, if you have a billionaire, can you share some of that with Roy Masters? I will only use it to build quickly. It will come back to life, because the industry is so enamored with the integrity of Talk Radio Network and its people that run it. I didn't. I want to make sure I did not. But what really happened is, when I built the radio station that was FM at first, I sold it for a huge amount of money, and then started Talk Radio Network. I bought the name back. It grew from that money. And the foundation, the Roy Masters and his family gave the money to the foundation. See? And not to us. We invested in it. So we want you to know that. We weren't going to take advantage of that. And we wanted to use that money for, they all gave in their shares, whatever that was. So now I want to say to you, the story is much, it could make a movie. It's a huge movie. My life is a movie. I don't care about that. I do care. I need to restart your TRN. I need to be part of starting it for the sake of our country and for the foolishness and the ease by which you can be manipulated and turned against each other. Everywhere you go, you see violence. Violence is growing. It wasn't that way at all when I came here. It was a beautiful country, and the only place that something was wrong was in the South. And that got took care of. See, so, by a very famous and lovable black American. Okay, and you know who that is, because I just forgot his name. Excuse me. Martin Luther King, of course. But I'm not prepared for this. I don't have nasal places. This is just, you know, off the cuff. So, I'm looking for a lot of you to give a little. And a few of you to give a lot. I'm the biggest liar that ever lived. Or I'm telling the truth. You figure it out. But I was constrained. Oh, for 50 years. I started my program at 1960. And a little beyond that, maybe 5 years later, 10 years later, I came up to Oregon because I was ready prepared for things to come 25 years ahead of time I built. And that's how I got to have the station. And then it turned into a huge network, etc., etc. I had a dream that said I should do that, and it was absolutely correct. But now it's in shambles. And if we can put it together again in a couple of months, we can tell you, report to you things that you need. Israel will be attacked. And when Israel defends itself, it'll be fighting American soldiers. Don't you see?
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I bet you a dollar to a donut that Soros is behind this. That's the typical thing. He's born in Germany, and he's got a Nazi in him, a hatred of good. That's it. America's good. Or it was. So, I wouldn't doubt for a minute that's him. George Soros. You haven't heard from him lately. But I think he's behind all that. But you see, when the time comes for Israel to make its point, it's shut out. And then it looks like it's what it isn't. If you know what I mean. But a little 7 million people in a small tiny area are terrified. Only the worst can happen to them. And your soldiers will be your soldiers in this very quickly before he leaves office. The danger is American soldiers will be fighting Israel. They have to do it some way, but if Israel gets caught at it, then the whole of the Allies have to turn against it, all for the sake of business and money. See, to most of the world, it's money, and money is an important thing, but not to deal with this Christian-hating, Jew-hating Iran that has not our interests at heart. And they're going, there, you stupid fool. But your president is engineered this for sure. And only the worst can happen. Civil war is going to be coming within a few months. And then the whole war. People, all the ones that begin to see our weakness will begin to close in. And they're already here. They've been coming through the border. It's not just for the Democrats. They want the people across there. It seems like they want them. The people to come across that border, but the Mexicans or everybody down south. And take off their beard or anything and send young people across. And he's built a huge army right now. They are training lots of people. And he said he was going to make an army just as big as ours, which is illegal. But he's been doing lots of legal things anyway. And so why you haven't got him to resign is not... not foreign to me. It's because you are upset all the time, and he's the reason for the upset, so that you get focused on the problem that you are now becoming upset about and blaming it on somebody else. You don't turn around and blame him, because nothing you can do, but you can actually blame other people. You can take your frustration out on your kids, and for which reason? You know, child abuse and marriages, you know, are everywhere. The attorneys, if you try to do some business with them in a sense, they're everywhere because there's a battle for the inheritance and all the rest of it. It's so busy because divorce. Who's going to get what? So the business is flourishing. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I rest my case. I haven't prepared a word. There's a lot of missing things. And I just have to go back and do my radio program. I'm finished now. And we have a few minutes left. Can I give you the phone number? I don't know if I can give you answers to what I just said. But you need to know the story behind the scenes. And you need to know it much more. And you need to know what my motive is. My motive is twofold. To help you see, so that would not blind you, but awake you from your sleep. When you ever hear people saying, "Wake up, America," you don't know what it means. I do. You don't know you're asleep. You're just fixated to your excuses. You're taking your frustrations on other people. You're looking for answers for doctors and things like that. And they're not going to, the doctors have been displaced with people that don't know what they're doing. And elderly people are dying at 500,000 a year. So they do know what they're doing, see, in a manner of speaking. It's going to get worse quickly. Trust me, I predicted this 25 years ago. That's why I left my house. I had a nice little house on the water. I went fishing. I want to be a fisherman of men and women. So can you talk to me after the break? Will you call up and sort of give me a little happiness that you can understand what I'm saying? And you tell your friends about the 7-minute meditation, which is free. And the reason why it's free is this: to overcome the trepidity. I can't find the right word. People are sort of timid to try something like that. So you just lead them, say, "Yeah, you got a problem? You know, just try this. It was wonderful. What is it?" He says, "Just go sit down and listen. You don't have to proselytize." And please, if you haven't supported the foundation, would you do it? I'm happy that you, those of you who give, we appreciate it very much. But it's like a drop in the bucket. It will not get me anywhere. I have to do it big or not at all. And there's only a few months left. So I resorted to expressing this in this hour. In the next hour, I just take calls with your problems. And so you can wake up and see what's coming. Okay. 800-866-8883. We can take I'd spent the whole hour. Where did it go? So would you please support, send a donation? You can be anonymous or whatever. Or you can give we're a 501c3. We fought a 10-year war, you know, with the IRS because we had that. They want to take it away. And if we didn't fight, it would be a precedent to all the other churches, and they know it now. But they don't say thank you. So if you say thank you, support my program. I'm doing things behind the scenes, but I'm not doing it good enough. Pardon? P.O. Box, Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. If you want an antidote for all, it's a site just for that 7 minutes.